Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Good morning, it's Dave Plyer. In for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. So schools in the burbs and some of Chicago's private schools started school already in the last 2 weeks, but tomorrow is the first day of school for Chicago Public Schools. CPS is the third largest school district in the United States with more than 600 schools providing education to approximately 400,000 children. And joining us to talk about back to school, test scores, and school safety is the Chief Education Officer of Chicago Public Schools, and that is Janice Jackson. Janice, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am excellent. You remember that Conjunction Junction song, don't you?
I did. I laughed a bit when I heard it. That was a great introduction.
Schoolhouse Rock, absolutely. So tomorrow's the big day. First day back at school.
Yes, yes. No, tomorrow's a great day. I appreciate the opportunity to come on and just remind our students and families about the importance of attending school on the first day of school. So thank you for the opportunity.
I know it sounds crazy, but there is a faction of students that don't show up on the first day, and that is kind of critical, especially when you know that other schools have been in school for the last couple of weeks already. You got to get your kids in school, obviously, tomorrow.
Yeah, well, one of the things that's important to note is that CPS definitely has a longer school day. So despite the fact that we start later, we end later, making us one of the longest school years in the state. But there's a lot of research that shows that students who miss the beginning of school, they just start off on the right track, and that impacts their outcomes throughout the year. So each year we start a campaign reminding families that school is important and that they have to attend on the first day. Last week we did phone banks of over 30,000 homes, just reminding our students who missed school last year or missed more than 5 days last year about coming to school.
Very good. Very cool. Now, let's look at some recently released statistics, really over the last week or so.
Yeah.
What was the attendance rate last year?
Our attendance rate for last school year was 93.6%, which was an increase over time. We're also excited to post new gains in NWEA, which is the assessment. It's a national assessment that our elementary school students take. And what that data told us is that 6 out of 10 of our students are reading at or above grade level, and about 55% of our students are performing proficiently in math at or above grade level. This is much higher than in years past, so we're just excited about the incremental growth over time, and it really just shows how hard our teachers and students are working, and it's paying off.
Graduation rates, those are up. What are we seeing here this last year compared to previous years?
Well, this year we recently released we released our graduation rates, and we're so excited to see an increase yet again over the past 5 years. This year, our 5-year rate is 73.5%. You may remember that 20 years ago, about half of CPS students graduated.
Right.
So
yeah.
To see gains of this magnitude really speak to what's happening, not only in our high schools, because it starts in our elementary schools. So it just shows that a lot of the investments we've made around preschool and just higher quality education options at the elementary and high school level are paying off. As a former high school principal, I know the importance of a high school graduation. You can take
Absolutely.
A quick look online and see that when students finish high school, they just have a totally different trajectory. And we just want to have more students go to high school, but more importantly, more students go to college and finish.
Any significant curriculum changes this year?
No, not this year. What we're doing is continuing to double down on the Common Core state standards. Those standards are extremely rigorous, and our teachers had to make several shifts when we started implementing about 4 years ago. But again, the data is showing us that our students are doing better than ever, and it's a national set of standards, which is, you know, different than what we were measured against in the past.
Now, Dyett High School was closed. It's reopening this year with a new art focus. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, my history with Dyett is long, so this is one that really gives me great excitement. You probably remember last year there was a lot of coverage around what was happening at Dyett.
Yep.
But here we are a year later, ready to open the school. The principal there, Beulah McLeod, was a fantastic choice, and we selected her for one reason in particular. We knew that she would work and engage the community in an effective way, and she didn't let us down. We also knew that she had proven leadership. And as a result, we have more students attending the school than we expected. So the goal was 125 ninth graders, and she has about 150 enrolled now, with more and more students on the waiting list.
Very cool. Very excited about that as well. Now, something very important, Janice, to talk about is school safety, safe passage. Nothing is more important than the safety of our kids. I know we have 142 routes, two new ones this school year as well.
Yeah. Well, the Safe Passage is a phenomenal program. One thing that we didn't note, and I think is important to say, is that we know that Safe Passage matters because students feel more safe when they come to school. The schools that have Safe Passage, the attendance was about 86% prior to Safe Passage. Now it's well above 92%. And I believe that tells you a lot. If students feel that they can get to and from school safely, then they're more likely to attend. Obviously, we selected Dyett. It's a new school reopening. We wanted to make sure that transition was as smooth as possible. And the other selected school was Al Raby High School, which is located in the West Garfield Park community. And it was just really important to make sure that those students are traveling to and from school and that they feel safe. As a teacher and as a parent, I feel excited that school has started because we know for 8 hours of the day where our children are. We know that they're safe because we know that our children face a lot of challenges in many of the communities here in Chicago.
Yeah, Safe Passage is critical, and I'm glad to see that continuing to expand. I'm going to switch gears just for a little bit. City voters have said that they want an elected school board, but legislation to allow one is still stalled in Springfield. We're the only school district really in the state that does not have elected representation. Does that need to change?
I think that's the wrong question. If people feel that the school board doesn't reflect them, I think that that's a misconception, especially with the school board that we have in place now. I think that people should take advantage of attending board meetings, the open office hours that our board members have, and really just inviting them out to their schools or local communities, because I know for a fact that they attend most of those meetings when those requests are made. I don't know that an elected school board is the answer to all of our questions. I think that a lot more can be done at the local school level with the local school councils that are elected and made up mostly of parents and community members.
But having someone elected and representing from the voters and from the parents themselves might feel there's a little bit more of a comfort zone there and a little opportunity to drive things in a direction on behalf of their children. So hopefully we can look at that too and get to some point. Otherwise, yes, attend your local school board meetings as well. First day of school, Chicago Public Schools, is tomorrow. I'm sure you'll be out there bright and early too. And for more on the first day back, check your local school's website or visit cps.edu. Janice Jackson, she's the Chief Education Officer for Chicago Public Schools. Thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your Labor Day.
You too. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Janice.